Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yes. My name is Nancy Shackelford, and I placed an order earlier today, and I canceled it.
Okay.
And I see a charge of $105.36 off my card.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can take a look into this for you?
45239.
And that is 45239, correct?
Right.
And you did say Nancy Shackelford?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And do you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
The what?
The shipping address.
It's 2610 West Galvez Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45239, apartment 2, B, like in boy.
Okay. And you did say 2610, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and how much did you say you were charged?
I was charged $105.36, and I just found that. And when I talked to the guy earlier, it was supposed to have been like for KitchenAid that was selling for like $2.95, and then it said it only cost $2. Then I asked the guy while I was talking to him how much did they charge my card, and he said $56 for a membership, and I'm not a member.
And he told
now
you
now it's $105.36.
Okay, and that charge was today, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so the only charge I see on my end is the $7.95 for the KitchenAid, and that was for shipping. So let me talk it over with my supervisor because I only see one charge on my end. That was the shipping charge, okay? That 105 could have came from a different company and just has our number right on the side of it. But, yes, ma'am, it does show that you've only been charged to $7.95. I do see where you called in and got that canceled, and I do see where they canceled your account now. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so Ms. Shackelford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what could have possibly happened was you ordered another welcoming gift while you was ordering that KitchenAid.
No, I didn't. But I canceled everything. No, I did not.
Yes, ma'am. So that was through a different company. That wasn't through us.
No, I didn't order nothing else.
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't show that it was through us because what happens is once you order a welcoming gift, it can also continue to offer you other welcoming gifts, and you probably had enrolled into it and had not noticed that you enrolled into it, but it wasn't us that charged you anything, because I see where you was only charged one thing from us, and that was $7.95 for the KitchenAid, but I do see where you called in. You called in actually on today at 11:48 a.m., and you got that canceled. So, yes, ma'am, that's the only thing that I see on our end, and I do see where you was fully canceled out.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And if you can't find exactly where that company is, I would say give your bank a call because your bank can ping exactly where that charge is coming from.
I just did.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So when you talk to them this time, let them know that you did talk to us and it's nothing on our end besides the $7.95. And they should take it from there. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the KitchenAid is still coming, though, right?
The KitchenAid, it wasn't an automatic win. I don't know if they explained it to you or not, but it wasn't an automatic win. It was you was entered in to win the KitchenAid. So what it is customers will receive an email with the link for a survey. And in exchange for completing that survey, they'll offer a chance to purchase an entry ticket to win various prizes. Yes, ma'am.
So why am I charged $7.95
then? So the $7.95, that would have been charged just in case you have won. And that was to enter in. So that was your entry to enter in to win. And if you had won it, then it would have shipped right to you because that $7.95 would have been considered the shipping charge.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then in the terms and conditions, it also tells them that they'll be enrolled into a monthly subscription meal plan. So that's why. But it's good thing is, you called in and went on ahead and got that canceled out. So that way you don't be billed for the monthly subscription either.
Okay, but on my bank account, it don't show no $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. It only it shows on our end with just $7.95.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And one second, let me check something for you, okay? Okay, Miss Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. It does just show $7.95 on our end. But I'm going to go ahead and get that $7.95 reversed back to you, okay?
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay, so I did go ahead and get that refunded back to you, okay?
Okay.
And you are fully canceled out.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I had to find out where this 105 came from so we can cancel that. And I can't do nothing right now because it's pending.
Yes, ma'am. So once it goes all the way through, yes, ma'am, definitely give your bank a call regarding that charge.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.